Well, I'm originally from Syria. I fled from Syria in 2013 to Turkey, and I lived there for 3 years. Within these 3 years, I applied to the United Nations office, and then they granted me as a refugee. Then in 2015, they told me that you will be resettled in to the United States. In 2016, they called me and they said, "We booked you the flight," and they brought me here. But during this time, I got a lot of interviews and also background checks and this stuff. And in the end, they just booked my flight and brought me here. So I live now in Michigan since June 2016. Okay. There are a few things I want to talk about. First of all, I lived for my last 3 years before coming to the United States was in Turkey, Istanbul. So I worked over there illegally because I didn't have work permit. And I felt like whatever I'm doing, I'm just getting my salary and there are no benefits. There's nothing. I mean, there's no retirement plan. If I got old there, nobody will help me. Yeah. So the first thing that happened that when I came here, I received my work permission. So I felt like, okay, this country accept me to work here. And also, when we enter United States with the travel document, they stamp on the travel document that I'm authorized to work from my first day, and it's indefinite. Authorization to work was very precious to me. I got benefits from the DHHS for like 4 months. Then I got my first job. It was a part-time. When I received my first salary, it tastes different. Yeah, it tastes different than the benefits that I was getting as help from the government. Then when I got offered this job as a full-time job, it was, yeah, I don't forget that moment when my supervisor, not my current one, the previous one, offered me the job. It was like, "You are offering me? I thought you will tell me, yeah, you got the job." He was offering me the job, and I was, yeah, I want it. I will take it. Yeah, this moment I will never forget. Yeah, as you said, the first year is full of things that you feel that it is changing your whole life. Yeah, from a new atmosphere that you move to, from a government that respects you, from paperwork. I mean, I have a social security card, I have work permission, and now I have a green card. I mean, in the future I will be a citizen. I feel like a human once again because the past 3 years before coming to the United States, it was not good. We like to watch Hollywood movies, and all the time we thought it is United States is just like downtown New York or downtown Chicago. This is what we thought. When I came here, I saw just like no high buildings. The highest building is just 2 floors and very long streets and nobody in the streets. It was not meeting my expectations. No. Yeah, and also all of my life they taught me that in the United States, time is precious. If you lost a minute, it's precious. You will not have it again. So you come here to Grand Rapids, the public transportation, the bus system. If you missed it, you need to wait for 30 minutes to get the second bus. So it's like, okay, time is precious. I'm losing 30 minutes waiting for the bus. Yeah, that was a little bit down. Yeah, I want to say to American people that to be a refugee is not an option. It's something I didn't choose. Yeah, I had to go out of my country because of the war just to be safe, just to be alive. And then the second country chose to me, well, actually no, the United States chose to me that they want me there. They did a lot of interviews with me and they brought me here. So the government chose me to be a new American, let's say. So, I was talking with my roommate about will we go back after the citizenship or will we move to somewhere else after getting the American citizenship? I don't think so. I mean, if the war's still there, I will not move to anywhere because I am tired of moving. I am tired of changing my address everywhere, packing my stuff and unpacking and find a new job and find a new friends and find, yeah, I'm kind of person who is very social and I consider my friends are my family everywhere I go. So I don't like to change my family here now in Grand Rapids again. And believe me, the moment that the war will finish back in Syria, I will go back. Yeah, I want to be next to my family. I want to be next to my friends. And I'm sorry, I don't want to die here. Yeah, I don't want to die alone here. I want to die next to the people that I grew up with.